Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
That's us. Well, that's me. Ellie's still away, obviously. So in today's catch up, I do continue my search for another co-host. Today, a lady called Morgan applies for the job. She's somebody close to me as well, aka my roommate. Now, we have a really funny chat. You learn a little bit about me behind the scenes as well. Bonnie Anderson comes on from Neighbours. She's up for a Logie. Love that girl. Good friend of ours as well. So I decided to surprise her with another friend of ours. What else do we have on today's catch up? Oh, something I'm very nervous about, guys. We should sing to this music some more. I've been challenged by the CEO of Beyond Housing. I have been talking about the homeless crisis in Shep all week. I was challenged to do something next week, which you'll hear, which I'm very, very nervous about. So without further ado, let's get into the catch-up. There's a whole lot more in here. Enjoy, let us know your thoughts, and thanks for downloading.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Logies, they're just around the corner, and one girl who's up for one, we want to get behind her because she's a local, regional Victorian girl, is the one and only Bonnie Anderson from Neighbours. Bonnie, good morning.
Hey man, how are you? Good morning.
Are you nervous? Because it's only a couple of sleeps away and you could win yourself your first ever Logie.
Oh, you know, I'm a bit nervous. I think, I just keep thinking it's not happening, like it's a dream. Because I never really thought I would go to the Logies, you know. I wished I did, but now I'm here and I'm going and I've got this dress that's like as big as my house. And
talk to me about your dress.
So
what are we going with this year?
So this year has been really fun. For me, I've never really designed or been a part of the process of actually creating a dress. So we've done it from scratch and I worked very closely with my stylist, and I'm going to announce the designer in a couple of days.
Gucci, you know, Chanel, like Prada, Louis Vuitton.
Just how good would that be?
Alexander Wang. Oh, I don't know.
No, it's vintage, darling. It's vintage.
Oh, they're just the only brands I know, Bon. So
apparently that's what people say when it's from Kmart or something. You know, you can't trick him.
It's all the same. It all comes out of the same factory, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I love Kmart.
Hey, Bonnie, I'll tell you something that I've been digging at the moment. And that is a track that you featured on, featuring our good mate Liam Berkeley. I'm going to play a bit of it right. I'm going to play a bit of it right now because I feel like the Goulburn Valley needs to hear it. Let's take a quick listen. Your vocals, not only can you act and you're up for a Logie, but you are one of the greatest singers we have in this country at the moment, Bon.
Oh, man, thank you. I love this song. It's very special for the people listening. This is one of Josiah and I's very good friends. We've kind of known each other for a long time, haven't we, Josiah? So it's been really nice to do something special together and, put some music out into the world, you know?
Is there anything you'd want to say to Liam if he was listening right now?
I would just want to say that you guys as well listening need to hear this man and what he's doing, Liam Berkeley. He's a very special... He's worked so hard to be where he is, and he's just got such an amazing drive. And the music he's making is just magical. I'm so, so proud of him. So check him out.
Bam! I'm tuning in live all the way from New York, baby.
Oh, my God.
Very lucky with what you said. Oh, lucky it's music. No, for a moment you had me feeling like I was on Love Song Dedications. I didn't know that Goulburn Hits did that.
And Liam Berkeley, he's on the other phone, guys, if you're just tuning in. He's joined us live from New York. Bonnie, thank goodness you did say nice things, right?
Oh, my God. I'm in shock right now. Oh, this is such a good surprise. How's life, Liam? What's happening in New York?
It's busy, baby, but it's good. J-Man, how are you?
Good, Liam. Have you got any nice words to say for Bonnie ahead of her Logies on Sunday night? Are you confident for her?
Sorry, I have to
Let's start with nice words, hey?
Oh.
Now, I'll keep it very short for you guys. Incredible, incredible friend, both of you. Bonnie, absolute congratulations for the Logies nomination. Unbelievable, as you said. I've never heard you even talk about being nominated for a Logie or even going to the Logie, so a massive congrats.
Oh, Liam, thanks for surprising her this morning.
Oh, love you, Lily.
No, amazing. Thanks for having me.
Bonnie, good luck for everyone that's listening right now. Is it too late to vote or can we all jump in? How do we support you, Bon?
It's not too late. So you can I mean, you can Google Logie's Voting. You can go to my Instagram page. I've shared the link a couple of times. It's on my bio. You know, it's exciting to be able to celebrate Australian TV and get on there, vote for some people. There's lots of different categories. Even if you don't vote for me, I still love you.
I'll be voting for you. Don't worry. Yeah,
thanks, man.
Hey, hopefully we're checking in Monday morning with a Logie in your hands. Make sure you go vote for Bonnie Anderson right now. And also go listen to a single which features Liam Berkeley as well. It's called Say You Love Me. Jump on Spotify, whatever it is, iTunes right now and download it. Bonnie, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you so much. That was very special. See you guys. Thank you.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
But obviously with Ellie away every day this week, we have been looking to replace her. And that's why I've been on the search for a new co-host. So when she gets back from holidays, I want her to not have a job. So today I want to introduce the latest applicant for Ellie's job. And it is Morgan. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, everybody.
And can you just speak a little bit closer to the microphone there? Oh. I think if you want Ellie's job, you need to learn how to talk into a mic.
Rough. Okay. All right, here we go.
Now, I hint a little accent there.
Oh, only the Golden Valley sexiest, apparently.
Yeah. So, Morgan, if you guys are just waking up and tuning in, Morgan is my roommate.
Unfortunately.
And so I could definitely rig this to let you win because you are my favourite person in the Goulburn Valley.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much. He's lying, by the way.
Yeah, I definitely am. No, but recently it was announced, and we spoke about it on this show, that the world's sexiest accent was the Kiwi accent. And Ellie and I had you on the show.
Yes.
We put that up online. You can listen to it now on the Hit app. And title it The Goulburn Valley's Sexiest Woman. And my goodness, it's had the most amount of hits out of anything we've ever done has had.
I don't know if you're being serious or not, but I don't like the sarcasm, okay?
Do you like your own voice though? Like, do you think...
Absolutely not.
But so right now, when you hear yourself in your own ears, are you thinking to yourself, I'm the sexiest person in the Goulburn Valley?
Oh my God. No, absolutely not. I think our accent is definitely different, to say the least. But
all right.
It's certainly not the sexiest.
Answer this. Why would you be better than Ellie at her job?
What do you mean? Doesn't even need an answer.
Oh, so you basically, are you saying she's terrible? All right. Well, you are my roommate. So let's be honest. You'd have more stories on me than Ellie would because the only person that spends more time with me than her is you.
That's true. That's true.
So tell the Goulburn Valley, what have you got? Is there a story about me that you feel like the people need to hear? What am I like behind the scenes?
I mean, you're not too bad for a male, I suppose.
I'm pretty clean.
You are pretty clean.
I am good.
No, let me say, you're tidy. I wouldn't say you're clean.
Yep.
There's a difference between boy clean and girl clean.
Yeah, okay. So like when we have visitors and you say, clean your bathroom. Yes, yes. Mum, first of all.
Yeah.
Righto, tell me what to do next time, Morgan.
Or I'll do it, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, or I just passive aggressively leave it till you do it.
Yes,
I'll wipe over it with water and then you're like, that's not clean. I'm like, what else can I do to it? And then you come out with some weird secret spray and like a real good cloth.
It's called actually cleaning.
But why? So is there any other examples of things I do around the house?
Oh, the one thing that really irks me is when you fold the towels incorrectly. It just irks me.
All right. Well, this isn't meant to be like have a dig at Josiah. I feel like this has turned into a therapy session.
I swear, like, just don't do it. I'll do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm okay. I'm good. I'll do it.
Well, how else am I meant to fold the towels? So
I
correct them.
Ladies,
no, hang on.
Come on. You're all going to get on board with this.
No, so
there's a way to do it.
I'll tell you how I fold my towels, right? I get them from the corners of the short ends, put it in half, and then just fold it until it turns into some sort of square.
I know, but it doesn't even match up.
And who cares? Because some towels are different sizes.
It's like origami. You can't just go ahead and do it and think it's going to turn out okay.
Well, here's an idea. You do it for me.
I have been.
While you're there, you can pay for my rent as well.
I swear every time you do it, I pull them out and redo it. So I might as well just do it. Leave it. Oh, I'll do it.
You know what they should do? They should just stuff the radio show. They should just do like a live TV reality show of you and I at home. How good would that be?
Oh, yep. That would be different.
Ellie would be without a job.
She would. We'd be the next Kardashians of the Goulburn Valley.
All right. Well, let's flip this on the head and let me talk about what you do at home.
Oh. Well, I didn't realise we're getting into this.
Why was the front door opening and shutting at 2 a.m. this morning?
What do you mean?
What was his name?
I'll tell you later.
Tell you when the mics are off. All right, Morgan. Well, let's just, I feel like your application for Ellie's job turned more into a housemate therapy session.
Yeah, that didn't really make sense.
I don't know if you've got a job, but you know what? I'll submit this application to Boss Penny anyway. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Sounds great.
In your job application, we learnt more about me.
Yes. That was, yeah, I don't know how that happened, to be honest. But.
All right, thanks for coming in. And can you go fold some towels now?
This is... Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
This week, I've been touching a lot. If you are just tuning in on homeless, and it is a crisis that is happening across our region and in Shepparton in particular. So I've invited back the CEO of Beyond Housing, Celia. Thanks so much for coming back in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Josiah.
My pleasure. Now, you came in a couple of days ago. There's been an amazing feedback. People have been getting in touch online and stuff. So, and you and the team have got back in touch with me. Now, before we get back into it, can you just give that stat again of how many people you've spoken to that have come through your program this year?
Sure. This financial year to date, we've seen over 2,200 people who are homeless or at imminent risk of homelessness in Shepparton alone.
Which includes families as well.
56% of those are families with children.
Now, if you want to hear more of those stats in the chats that we had earlier in the week, hit.com.au or download our podcast. You can hear it all in our catch up right now. But you and the team have been chatting the last couple of days.
We have, Josiah.
And you told me off air an idea you have. So what, yeah, I've done is I've got our boss, Benny, in the studio as well.
Morning. Hello.
Hi, I think Benny. He needs to be across this because I don't know how I feel.
No, I'm actually really curious to see it because I've actually been involved with some things like this in the past. So it's got a place in my heart this year. So I'm curious to see what you're going to
do. What are you and the team
So we're looking for your support, Josiah. We were talking on the fact that we'd seen 791 households already this year who we'd given some crisis accommodation to. And we thought, what better way for Josiah to understand what someone who comes and seeks our services experiences than to have some respectful experience, lived experience of homelessness. So we want to throw down a challenge to you to help you raise awareness for us and the issue and also get some support for the homeless people of Shepparton. And we'd like you to experience homelessness and crisis accommodation this week. We want you to do some couch surfing. We want you to sleep in some crisis accommodation, sleep in the car, and sleep rough on the street.
Oh, this is tough. And this is why I've got you, Benny. First of all, from a company point of view, can we do it?
Well, we've got to speak to council about a couple of things and a few risk assessments. But no, mate, this is, I actually love the fact you've done this. And as I said, something I've been involved with before. This will open up your mind more than just sitting here behind a microphone, right? It's all really nice for us to sit here and we're warm and everything else. You'll be out there doing it. It'll change your perspective. It will change it even more so, mate.
I know, because I did say to you, and I have been saying all week as well, that it's easy and I have been challenged by it because a lot of the time you see it and you just think it's some homeless person begging for money. But you're saying because there's over 2,000 that have come through this year, they're in those places, they're in the cars, they're in your crisis accommodation, they're sleeping on friends' couches and stuff, which is mind-blowing, but to do it every night. So next week.
Being homeless is actually really expensive. Hard to eat if you don't have anywhere to cook. You're restricted to takeaway or things that you can carry. You're going to be cold. It's winter and it's cold. There was frost on the ground again.
Could you have done this challenge in summer at least?
Well, I think that's the point. We could have, but it would have been a little bit too comfortable. And I guess what we want to do is ethically and with respect and showing some dignity and not making, we don't want to make light of a homeless person's experience. It's not fun, but I think there are some things that you can't possibly know unless you see for yourself.
Yeah, you know what? If it's going to change someone's life and I can raise as much awareness as that possible, I'm willing to do this.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, no, absolutely would love to get on board.
Great. And I wonder if there's anyone out there that would like to sponsor you to sleep rough and to experience homelessness this week. And we can talk about some ideas about what we could do with that to make a difference to someone's life.
Absolutely. Get in touch with us. 13 12 16 is our number. Hit GV on Instagram or hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook if you do. Or make sure you get in touch with Beyond Housing as well because they're an amazing local initiative and company as well. And you're doing an amazing job. All right, Benny.
So challenge accepted. It's all good for me, mate.
Oh, well, Monday night then.
I'm not going to be joining it.
Can I hang on a sec?
Be solo.
Can I sleep on your couch?
I knew this was coming. Can you sleep on my couch?
Well, better yours than mine.
No. No, of course you can. I'll speak to. Let me speak to my wife first. But that's fine.
Well, if it's not you, it's going to have to be someone else. So,
that's right.
No, I'm willing to do it. We'll chat some more. I'm sure we'll be in touch. But if we can organise some crisis accommodation, I'm willing to sleep in my car. Oh, this hurts to say. And I'm sleeping on the streets as well. Let's do it next week.
Thanks, Josiah. We really appreciate it.
This is the Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, Sharla, how are we this morning?
Yeah, feeling good, Benny. It's a Thursday. Can't be a bad day, can it?
No, sure. No, I've come back for round number two this morning, Jay, because yesterday we did a top five. We did it on the top five pickup lines. We had some massive feedback on the bit, and I was excited about it.
Yeah, by massive feedback, one girl in the office came up to us and said she liked it. But you know what? We're back for another day.
That's right. So the idea yesterday was the best pickup lines to help people, particularly blokes with the ladies. So today we're back with another edition of...
We should probably warn that the following may go in any direction. Can't believe it. And not always a good one.
Wait, what do you mean?
So strap yourself in and prepare to be underwhelmed. It's Josiah and Benny's Top 5.
Bang!
Yes, right. So today I thought we'd continue with the theme, ladies.
Why is this a running theme on the show?
Well, it's dangerous territory when two blokes are talking about ladies, right? Where there's no female input here from someone like Ellie Chaney. He's away right now. So I'm a little bit worried, but I think we're going to be okay.
All right, let's go.
Today, it's the top five things women say and what they really mean. So I've been studying my wife in her natural habitat in our home. Some of the things she says, but what she really means.
Off air, when you said natural habitat, you meant the kitchen, but cool, let's move on.
That's why we need Ellie Chaney here, so we don't get in too much trouble. Is it the 1950s, Josiah Sharla? Number five. No, I'm not really that hungry.
Oh, come on.
What does that mean?
It means I want to have half your food.
This is my wife to a T, ladies and gentlemen. You order whatever you want, boys. Just know that the ladies are going to be picking off your plate. My wife does this all the time.
Is there anything more annoying? Do you know what you need to do? You need to order two meals or order them the same meal you got so they don't pick...
There's a whole thing in this, isn't there?
Yeah, so I think I've nailed it, right? So you order them the exact same meal you get, right? Listen to this.
Yeah.
You finish your meal, they won't pick at yours because they've got the same meal in front of theirs. So they don't often finish their meal, Benny, right? So then you end up having half theirs anyway.
See, I like that. I like because you there's a reason why you're doing it. See, my wife, she'll order something and then this is when I know she's not happy with her meal. She'll go, yours looks good.
Oh.
I know what that means. You want to share? No, I don't want to share. As a bloke, I want my whole meal.
Every bit of it. Benny, if you've got a schnitty and chips, you're not having even one of my chips. Leave my plate alone.
All right. The top five things women say and what they really mean. Number four. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh.
What does that mean, Jay Sharp?
It means you're in the doghouse.
See, we are a lot smarter than you think, ladies. Number three. Do whatever you want.
Oh.
Think carefully whenever your wife or your girlfriend says the terms, do whatever you want.
That's when I've said to me, I'm just heading over to Boss Benny's for a beer. Do whatever you want. Okay, you want me to stay home.
Exactly. I've written down here, I'm not going to tell you if I think it's okay or not. You should know enough about me now to know that I'm not okay with it.
Oh.
That's true. That's my wife coming through to a tea. My wife loves that one. Yeah, do whatever you want. Number two, we'll talk about this later.
Oh. Yuri.
I love how, do you know what I love the thing about Josiah? Everything here he's reacting to like he's had it happen many times.
Not just me, every guy listening is like, I know what you're saying, Benny. I know exactly what you're saying. That's okay. Doghouse once again.
We'll talk about this later. What does that mean?
Oh, you're in trouble once again.
100%. I am so angry. I'm going to go away and build more ammunition. I've got this theory when my wife argues with me that she uses that time to go away to like a... I look at it like a filing cabinet. She'll just go back 6 months and go, oh, that's what Ben did then. Beautiful.
Yeah, let's pick it back.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It's cruel. Girls are cruel.
Just remember, it's just two blokes here. Number one thing, right, that a woman says, what they really mean, oh, that's pretty.
Oh.
What am I talking about here?
So you've given her a gift, obviously.
Yeah.
She hates it.
100%. I think you did really well there, Jay Sharla.
Oh, mate, like I said yesterday, I feel like I've had enough experience in this field to last a lifetime. So you learn off my experience, Benny.
I don't know what to say. There is so much about what he just said that in my lifetime, I had so much. How old are you? Not even 30.
I'm 29, mate.
Do you understand women?
No, not at all.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.